All right, Dave.
Are you okay?
I'm not sure what your feelings are after that, because on the one hand, you must be very proud of your team's performance, and then to lose the game in such controversial circumstances at the end must be gutting.
Seems like an old cliche for League of Ireland, doesn't it? Controversial circumstances. Look, you know, very, very proud of the players. We've worked so hard all week on our shape, on our due diligence on St. Pat's, and how we thought we could win the game and how we could nullify their threat. And I thought the boys done it to a T, especially first half. Even in the first half, we were on the front foot. We pressed them well at times. We forced them into areas where they probably thought we weren't going to achieve, and we did achieve it. So again, yeah, absolutely proud. Can't fault them. Can't fault their effort whatsoever. But yeah, I'm standing here in front of you now with very mixed emotions, because that decision at the end for the winning goal is just... When John Daly, and fair play to John, he's a great guy, he's an honourable man. When John's coming up to me as well, and Alan Matthews, and the players at St. Pat's telling us, "Rog, you've been done there. There's never a free kick for our boys. It was your ball every day of the week." It's a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow, but look, that's football.
Yeah, and he took the throw in so quickly. Your boys just weren't ready for it, were they, Dave?
Yeah, I think they probably expected that. It was, you know, I think the referee and the linesman were sort of playing eyeball tennis with each other,
yeah,
to make the decision. But again, they've picked it up. They've took the throw. We just got caught unawares. But to concede so late in the game, you know, the 88th minute, and after giving so much effort and so much commitment, look, again, it happens. I'm not going to stand here and blame people. I'm not going to stand here and accuse people. But you're just looking for consistency, especially at this level. All we ask for as managers and coaches is consistency. I did feel every time a St. Pat's player went down, it was a free kick. You know, but at times when some of our boys went down, it was play on.
Yeah.
But look, it is what it is. We'll wipe ourselves down, dust ourselves down. We'll be back in tomorrow morning for recovery. And we'll now go and try and finish the season with a real positivity.
You must take great satisfaction when you see your players play the way they did, especially in the first half. Your game plan really worked a treat, didn't it, Dave? I thought they worked so hard across the middle. Kevin Porter working so hard on Chris Forrester, he nullified his threat, didn't he, in the first half, and that was down to your shape. It was very much a thrown together defence as well, because you're missing some you know, individuals in there too, but credit to them, they played really well in that first half.
Absolutely, Dara, and you know what, you've touched on it there as well. We're down to the bare bones again. We've got six players out injured for the rest of the season. Well, four for the rest of the season. Apologies, Ryan Rainey is, you know, 3-match suspension. Ryan's our captain, he's a big influence. Noah Baba gets sent off last week, he's 3 games. But you know what it does? It galvanises the group. Yeah. It gives them a chance, it gives the next man up to come in and try and keep the jersey, try and show me and Darren that they can handle, you know, these pressure situations. But look, as you said, Darren, the shape was outstanding. We worked on it all week, and I said it to the boys in the dressing room, I said, "Boys, can't be any prouder of you, because you've listened, you've took on board myself and Darren's instructions. We've watched the video. We've gave our boys little areas and glimpses of where we could punish them. That's how we got the goal with Sean. It's a great finish. I'm so happy for him. But again, you know, it's St. Pat's who are in the semi-final, and I do wish them all the best. You know, I did have 2 years there, and I captained them as a player. And I've said it to John and to Sean O'Connor. I wish them all the best. I hope they go on and win a couple of trophies. But for us, our work doesn't stop. We want to finish as high up the table as we can. We've 18 points to play for. And I've asked the boys now that I want that maximum effort for the next 6 games.
Yeah, because it's strange, isn't it? Football is always strange. You know, you play like that against a team of St. Pat's quality. But so often this season, Dave, particularly here at Finn Park, you struggle to get your game going.
Yeah, and but again, that I put that down to a little bit of naivety and a little bit of nervousness with the boys, because, I mean, you know, and we've had good conversations all year. I think 85-90% of the boys that we have never played senior football. So it was always going to be a challenge, but the only way you're going to see if they can kick on is by giving them that platform, giving them the opportunity and sticking with them. Because like I said, we don't have the budget to go out and bring in the quality players that we want. We just don't have it. So what we do with the budget that we have, myself and Darren, we get players who are local, players who want to come back to the club, who might have left earlier on, players who want to get better, but most of all, players who care about playing for Finn Harps Football Club. And that means we're going to have situations and times where we don't win as many games as what we want to. But they'll get stronger, they'll get better, and they'll learn from it as we move into the latter part of the season and moving into pre-season for next season.